what Putin's strategy is. He really doesn't like democracy. He thinks it's an inconvenient, messy process. And he doesn't like us. And he wants to destabilize our country, sow doubt about our democracy. I mean, these latest revelations where you had Russians pretending to be Americans, so you had fake Americans with fake news and fake stories and fake demonstrations, that wasn't just because he's bored and has nothing to do. He wants to undermine how we see each other, how we respect each other, how we support our institutions and our society. So I think that they believe they had a good outing in 2016, and I think they will be back in 2018 and 2020 unless we stop them.
Now, you mentioned that that Putin doesn't like democracy and he doesn't like America. Part of the speculation is that he specifically doesn't like you. Do you think this was personal on a certain level?
I think it was mostly about the role I played as Secretary of State, which he did morph into a grudge against me because I would say things like, you know, the Russian people deserve free and fair elections. They deserve to have a democracy.
Questioning the legitimacy of his election in 2011.
The parliamentary elections, right, that's right. And so our intelligence community and others have said that he did have a personal grudge against me. You know, I don't take it personally. I think it's part of his worldview, which is all tied up with his anger, his disappointment in the collapse of the Soviet Union, and his feeling that we're his number one rival. He wants to really undermine the European-American alliance. And so I see it as, you know, I was doing my job. I was honored to do my job, to stand up and speak out on behalf of American values and our democracy. And partly because I'm a woman,